The Hartell MTB is the only mountain bike you'll ever need.
What? That is a huge call.
It is a big call, but I can prove it. I've got the stats. Let's do the show. Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with Owen.
Hi.
And Martin.
Thank you. I thought you were going to leave me
hanging. No, never.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
I actually know you're right, because we did an EMTV show earlier on.
Did we?
Yeah, that was me and you.
Oh, different top. Yeah, gotcha.
Different top. Right, we have got a wicked show today.
We have,
right?
Yeah.
Because I think this is incredible news.
I think it is.
I've come to a realisation about something. I really believe it. I really believe this. And I think you're all going to love it. Basically, the modern budget MTB hardtail is the best mountain bike ever made.
Ever made?
Yes. It sounds nuts, right?
Okay.
But it's the best mountain bike ever made. It's the only mountain bike you're ever going to need. And I can say this with some certainty, right? Because I've got ways to prove it to you that we're in this amazing moment where we can all go and buy basically the best mountain bike ever made at a really affordable price. I'm talking £1,000 or less. I know that's a lot of money, but you could spend £500. The result's very similar, right? If you get a bike in that bracket, it basically doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge.
Good news.
I mean, I feel like I need a lot more on this topic.
Well, I've got some points of proof, right? Three of them, to be specific.
Let's
start with some common sense. Right. Common sense then, okay. Over there, you've got a lovely Orbea hardtail, right?
Yeah.
Just over £1,000 probably, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say this bike is representing the category of £500 upwards hardtails, all right?
Valid.
You know, but staying within very reasonable budgets, okay? This is a beautiful bike. Okay?
It is, it's gorgeous.
I really like this, it's got everything. I really love it. But this is getting up close to, this is probably about £8,000, but you're getting up towards £10,000 and beyond when you start having kit like this, all right? £500 upwards category, getting up to the £10,000 category, right? So here's the common sense, right? That bike there compared to this, this one is 20 times, in terms of this category, 20 times more expensive than the bikes in that category. 20 times, right? So my common sense question to you, Owen, is it 20 times better? It's not a new question. It's been asked many times, but really? 20 times better? 20 times the experience? 20 times the grip, the braking? 20 times?
I think if it's like rolling back to that first mountain bike ride that you do, and it's like, okay, the climb is a bit hard work, and you go for that first downhill, and the adrenaline rushes in. It's back to your fear thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's that essence. Mm. Is it 20 times more? Like this bike versus that one?
It's tough to say
tough,
that.
But this is a lot. That feeling after a really rad bike ride on a good bike, which is starting from £500. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's hard to say it's 20 times better. I think with this, you spend lots of pounds and it equals one bike. I think the same is true of that. You spend pounds or dollars or euros, you get one amazing mountain bike.
Yeah. Sorry for this break in transmission, but we've got some breaking, exciting news. We've got an awesome competition from our amazing friends at Topeak. We've got a set of T-Hex speed wrenches to give away. We've got a set of T-Torque speed wrenches to give away. We've got the really innovative Up Up bike stand, and we've got a Dual Side Pro cage to give away. Terms and conditions do apply, but click in the link in the description box to apply now. Good luck! But that bike is still better.
It is. Right. I've crunched the numbers on this, dude.
Numbers.
All right, so let me take you through my little presentation.
Perfect, right. Okay, great.
So
sell it to me.
Here's the graph, okay? It's the value curve of mountain biking that I've created here. So basically we've got time passed on the horizontal axis, and then we've got progress going vertical, right?
But what progress?
Okay, so like, let's look at bike tech,
Perfect.
Tech development.
Love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm saying 1976, right? The experiment of mountain biking starts.
Yes.
Okay, right. And the bikes aren't great, right?
No.
But the experience, what they've discovered is like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Nearly, right? Already.
Yeah.
It's nearly very, very good already.
Valid, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then over the next 20 years, right? Okay. The bike steadily develops and the tech steadily develops. And if you like, we can look at that in thinking about the people we would have been seeing at the time
and
the bikes they were riding. So Repack, you've got those riders smashing down the hill on their clunkers.
Like Gary Fisher.
Yeah, Gary Fisher, for example.
Yeah.
Then like jump forward to 1990, you've got people like John Tomac.
Yeah.
Ned Overend.
Yeah.
You know? And already by 1990, the form, the outline of the mountain bike is already pretty much there, right? They haven't got shocks on the front yet. They haven't got amazing brakes.
Almost, but yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's coming. It's yeah. coming in 1990. But through that next decade, 1990 to 2000, and I would say within the first 5 years, it radically starts improving.
Yeah.
Okay? The suspension on the front of the bike starts to work.
Yes.
The brakes improve. The geometry improves. And I would argue you might have a different year. Let me know what you think. But it will be in with the 1990s that basically there was a bike there where you could say, yes, there it is. There's the bike that's got everything about mountain biking. It's got fun. It's got endurance. It's got that amazing adrenaline. And it's got like the rebellion of the clunkers at the start. You know, it's got everything you need. And I don't know which year you'd say it is. I'd say it's probably like 97. I can think of a bike. GT Zhizang, that was pretty rad.
I was going to go Zazcar with a bomber on the front.
Yeah, or, you know, the Cannondales of the day that I loved, of course, but I'm boring about Cannondales. But, you know, pick your brand.
Yeah.
They'll all have one. The Yetis of the day, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, at that point, it was very, very good. And it has steadily improved. Bike tech and development has steadily improved, but at a much shallower progress.
Yeah, I guess we had that really
huge ramp
up. We had suspension, and then, okay, suspension's still improved, but it's not these huge chunks of... Yeah.
But now, let's go back to that graph, okay?
Right.
Take the tech off, right? Now, let's add something else. We've still got years at the bottom, progress at the side, but now we're looking at the progress of the fear factor.
Fear factor.
Remember what I said?
This?
Fun, right?
Yeah.
Endurance.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Rebellion.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Right, that's what mountain bikes give you. Okay?
Yeah.
We discovered that for sure very, very early on, right? In fact, if you look at the graph of fear factor,
yep.
1976, we're almost at 100% fear straight away. The adrenaline is there. The rebellion is there. The fun is there. The endurance isn't. But the bikes start improving and suddenly they start to work out geometry and designs that help them go downhill fast, but now they can climb.
Yeah.
Now they're getting better. And by the mid-90s, somewhere there, you are 100% fear factor.
Okay.
Progress is complete. The experiment has been proved. It turns out mountain biking is great.
So that little seed that those dudes did in Repack, where they kind of went up, that has come to full fruition.
Absolutely.
I guess this is like fear and vibe in terms of
this
is the emotion that you get post ride.
And you can prove
with
it.
Pete.
You can prove it. In the 90s, it was mountain biking was the fastest growing sport in the world.
Wow.
Right? Everyone wanted to be doing mountain biking. Everyone wanted to be seen doing mountain biking. You've got Michael Jordan doing mountain biking and Shaquille O'Neal or Michael Jackson on a mountain bike. He probably had a kid's shotgun at the front.
Yeah, he probably did.
But, you know, you've got amazing... Maybe. You've got amazing people wanting to do that sport, right? And you put those two things together on the graph, okay? I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to the numbers,
right?
No, it's
good.
I want to prove this, right? Tech cannot catch the fear factor, right? In the mid-90s, we nailed 100%. It's like, yes, this is brilliant. And the bike to do it was already good enough. And the tech can't override that. It can only chase it. And it's just a fact. It's as simple as this, right? Look at this, right? Bike plus hill equals 100% fear factor.
So now in the different visualization, now yeah. I get it, because it is bike and hills. That's, yeah. you're like, you it, can't it, max that it's out. It's awesome.
It's 95% done with the bike plus the hill, and you get almost everything. You can add as many pieces of the pie in that last quarter and give them percentages, but they're never gonna actually impact on what you get from riding a mountain bike.
Yeah.
And we perfected that in 1990. Now what that means, right, is when you're riding a hardtail mountain bike now that's in the very, very budget area of price point right now, okay, and you can go online and type in mountain bike, £1,000, you will come up with a hardtail mountain bike that is amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's this amazing. Imagine this. If I said to you, I could just move you in time a little bit and give you the greatest bike on earth for £500, I would only have to place you in 1997, and you would have a better bike for off-road mountain biking than anyone on earth.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that yeah, bike yeah. was so good, and it would be up against bikes that had had 20 years of development before, since the experiment of mountain biking started. That's how yeah. good an hardtail MTB is, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Phenomenal, right? But that's not it, right?
Because you've almost won me over already.
I can nail it. I can nail it.
Right, because, nail in the coffin. Right,
because
come on
we've
then.
Retested the experiment. And here we are, look, the retest.
Ah.
Get it?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. So we've got gravel bike, fastest growing segment in cycling again, year yeah. after year after year.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to get it. Now yeah. I get
yeah.
it's flat bar mountain bike. It's a 90s hardtail.
It is. And basically, if you constrain the customer to the rules, essentially, of a bike that fits within 90s mountain biking, turns out it's amazing.
Yeah.
Gravel bike riding proves it, because it's pretty much the same thing. You can even get a lovely little Fox front shock for
and
these.
And Rock Shocks, they're yeah. called the Rudy.
Yeah, very nice, yeah, yeah. very nice. And this is the brilliance of mountain biking. It, we've retested the experiment and the result's the same. Suddenly, the same thing that was the boom of mountain biking in the 90s is again the boom of cycling in the 20s.
Yeah, I get it, fully.
You can go out and buy yourself the world's best mountain bike for £500. That's true, it's a fact.
Proven. I love it.
Proven.
Yeah, I'm there.
Did I prove it? Let us know in the comments down below. I'll be interested to see what you guys think of that. But it's time for the news with Tom now. So let's see what he's got.
What's up, everyone? We're starting the news this week with a release I got from Zeroed Bikes, one of the OG brands in the gearbox game. They've announced that they'll soon have the Pinion Smart Shift electric gearboxes as an option on their bikes, quicker shifting via that thumb shifter instead of the traditional grip shift option. Whole load of updates for Fox 2 across a range of products, starting with their 2025 suspension lineup and a new range of grip dampers, the X2, X and SL for downhill, all mountain and XC in that order. All three now feature a coil spring, air spring hybrid approach with coil taking care of that initial sensitive stroke with an air damper to provide the ramp up. There is some crossover between dampers and fork models, so please check out the Fox website to see best pricing for the fork that you might be interested in. They're also releasing a rad new gold colorway celebrating the 50th anniversary, but factory orange and black are still in the lineup. They're releasing new Race Face Era and Turbine Carbon and Alloy handlebars too, essentially aiming for compliance at all handlebar widths. New Marzocchi Super Z 2, single crown versatility up to 190mm using that new Grip X damper in a 38mm chassis. Lower leg bleeders also, 200mm rotor up front minimum and bomber red. Michelin has released updates to their range of downhill tyres. The DH22 and DH Mud are joined by the DH16, a tyre for hardback conditions, and the whole range sees upgrades to the tackiness of the Magix compound, as well as 120 TPI dual-ply casing. Michelin also picking up sponsorship of the UCI MTB World Series this week as well. Speaking of new sponsorships, PT's has become the cleaning partner for Bike Park Wales. Steve himself waiting tables, getting stuck in with trail building and heckling e-bikers in their latest promo video for that. Scott Sports have released the Contessa Signature Series with clothing, helmets, a Voltage and a Ransom, all branded up in their women's specific performance range. Outdoor Research also launching its own brand of mountain bike apparel, putting MTB clothing right alongside its wide range of outdoor gear. Georgia Assel, Damon Iwanaga and Vance Dean Bergen's riding that gear in the promo. And Smith has integrated Alec Crash Detection, a system which alerts emergency contacts as well as other Alec users within 1.8 mile radius into four new helmets, the Forefront 2, Trace, Payroll and Triad. More about those helmets on smithoptics.com/Alec. Forbidden have released the new Dreadlaw, 160 rear, 170 front, full 29 or mixed wheel compatible, four sizes, trifecta suspension, some beautiful two-color fades, cable ports that clamp the lines in place on their entries and exits from the frame, some very thorough chain slap protection, and new linkage hardware. 5,499 Canadian for the frame kit with a Vivid Ultimate, and 12,000 Canadian gets you the ultimate build. Yeti has released the new SP165, floating collet axles around standard size bearings in the swing arm, better frame protection, and the next generation of Switch Infinity links alongside the usual geometry tweaks. $4,800 frame only, top end build racking up a $9,200 bill. Some sad news to close out now. After a tragic riding accident in Vancouver, which has led to the death of Andrew Chu, a free rider and North Shore legend, sponsored by Ride NF Clothing Company. Always a friendly face and a huge supporter of North Shore mountain biking and the next gen of Groms. Our thoughts are with the community, his friends and family at this time.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video part from Walter Mayrhofer and The Rise called Some Things Last a Lifetime. Walter's been in a few other videos lately and posted social, so it's sick to see him patiently stack 7 minutes of his best footage over the course of 3 years. My favorite clips have to be the pedal ice pick, the hand plant and street was rad, and then obviously riding that massive ledge which Aaron Chase rode in his New World Disorder 5-part 20 years ago. Aaron Chase did back feeble regular 180 out, and then Walter's done front feeble opposite 180 out. So I think it's pretty cool to see him put respect on that. I've been there in person and the drop on the other side is massive. And then the end is ridiculous. He does this super long back feeble 180 out. If you like mountain bike street riding, definitely go check this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Okay, thank you guys. Right, I've got a poll result for you because I did a poll on hardtails. Not that I'm obsessed this week.
No, or anything.
We did the poll on our community tab over on YouTube, and it's what's your experience with hardtails? Pick one from the options below. We got 30% on I Only Ride a Hardtail, best thing ever.
Wow.
That's pretty great, isn't it?
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm hoping. I mean,
but that's loads more than I thought.
Yeah, anyone in there that surprises you?
I think the multiple one is a hardtail. So I think it's this thing of everyone, like we've got loads of, what's that? I'm bad at maths. 55% basically are like hardtails.
Yeah. And what I really think's amazing is that obviously, today I'm stressing that if you're going to go and buy a hardtail, it suggests someone new to mountain biking or someone who's, you know, going to upgrade to a really good bike. But I also think like this, if you've got an amazing full-sus bike in your garage, right, you can go out and spend £500 too and get that experience of the early 90s MTB as well. And I'm telling you, right, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And everything suggests that you would. All of these new modern ways to also do mountain biking, but call it
down country.
Yeah, whatever. Right, let's take a look at... We haven't got any hacks and bodges again this week, but we have got hounds and beagles. Hounds and beagles.
Hounds and beagles.
It looks confused.
I am. A bit scared.
Let's do it. Hounds and beagles.
And eagles.
Oh. And seagulls.
Hounds. And beagles. And seagulls. And eagles. I love it.
Ooh. Eagles, it's hard to add beagles. One to that. Lou, got anything?
Seagulls.
Got nothing. No, damn it. Damn it. Anyway, it was good while it lasted. Sorry. Let's look at the hounds and beagles we have got. Jake has sent this one in. This is Salt. What's the name of the dog? It's a lovely looking dog. Is that an Australian sheepdog, I would say? It's very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
It's Callie. Dog's called Callie.
Dog's called Callie.
Just lovely dog.
We can't do nice and super nice on dogs.
They're just
hack
super
or bodge.
Nice.
Robin's riding his Vetus, but he's trying to wear out Duke. He looks like he's doing it well. Duke's tongue's flopping
Duke
all over the place.
Look completely gone. Yeah. Big dog. Duke. Good dog.
Yeah, lovely looking thing.
Oh, this is ace.
This is Evie.
And Evie. Hardtail centric as well.
Look at Evie on her first little bit of...
Oh, wow.
That's so cute.
Gee.
Come on, Evie, catch up. Perfect little trail dog right there.
I mean, hacks and bodges is good, but I didn't realise we'd got this second setting of hounds and beagles. This is loads better.
And this is from Ewan. There's no name for the dog. It looks a lot like it could be Evie, but it's not. It's a very similar looking dog. Ewan's Bird Ether 9C. That's pretty good. A lot of dogs, not one seagull.
No.
Jesus Christ.
But as a feature, I thought we'd only got Hacks and Bodges. I didn't realise there was a secret setting of Hounds and Beagles. So more of that, please.
So much more. Right, let's take a look at the shop. One of the things I really liked this week, I was looking in there, we've got the MTB Kit Essentials.
Yeah.
I particularly like the new Riser long sleeve jersey that I got sent last week. I'm quite pleased with.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
And have you tried the racing trousers? Have you got those?
I've got a pair. Yeah.
I thought I saw you wearing a pair the other day.
I think what's super cool is I was like, oh, these trousers will be sort of like, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I just thought they'd be a lot heavier, but they're super lightweight.
Crazy
and
light.
And super ventilated.
They're crazy light, yeah.
So, yeah.
We've also got the 20% off bundle still going. And look at this guy promoting the maintenance book. Looks familiar. Look at that guy there. Cool. Yeah, so some great stuff in the shop. Make sure you head over to the shop and support us. It's very important.
Yeah, it all helps.
And it brings you in, part of the crew. Right, some great stuff we spotted on Instagram. Look at this, 1997. This is what it looked like back in the day when it was pretty much done and dusted. Obviously, this isn't a hardtail, but I do love... I actually feel like that, the LTS and the bikes around that time, I remember visibly seeing the difference on the downers and how they were moving over the terrain on that bike.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where we first saw it. You know, boom, there it goes. Mountain bike complete. Mountain bike completed.
Yeah, no, very
like
cool.
Have you seen this fire wall ride from Thomas Cotto?
The health and safety specialist in me.
It's wicked, isn't it, that?
I'm just a bit scared, to
check
be honest.
Check out his Instagram page. He's got some great stuff on there.
Where's the nearest fire extinguisher? These are the things that I'm concerned about.
He's putting a good video together there.
Has he not burnt his tyres?
I don't know. I bet he practiced it before it was on fire a lot.
I hope so, because if he'd kind of like back check that and that, anyway.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And saw this, Hans Ray doing a bit of, it's e-biking, but he's turning that e-bike into a lovely little hybrid of moto trials and mountain bike trials. I think he's showing us what we can do with e-bikes, and I just love that he's still showing
us. Yeah.
That guy.
Still showing us. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Got some great stuff coming up on our channel this week, actually.
So
make sure you check out some of these. Can an e-bike make me fit? Can it?
Yeah, of course it can. You're riding your bike more, so it does.
Yeah. Is this MTB most exciting discipline? Or is this?
Yes. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure what it is. We've got a Blake Builds Garage special. 10 ways you're wasting your money. I need to know that. It's going somewhere. And how to climb the impossible climb.
Cool. Okay, the bike vault. Yeah.
Let's head into the bike vault. See what we've got. Into the bike vault. And we have got some familiar bikes here. Let me just get the bell so we can give these some super nices, because I fear as these are bikes we probably quite like, you probably built them.
Maybe.
These are probably super nices. Lovely Canyon here. Do you remember building that one?
Yeah, I think I do. I think it's Spectral.
Yeah, lovely.
Maybe one, two, five.
Super nice.
Easily.
Tell us what you think. Propane here.
I think that's the Hugene, or maybe it's the Carbon Tyee.
Yeah.
I think it's the Tyee of Riches, actually.
It looks like Riches' build, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, super nice. This is going to be a lot of super nice, isn't it? I can't imagine I'm not going to like any of these.
And is a Rallon, so it's the enduro bike from Avea, and that one is Riches again. So
super nice. How are we going to downgrade any of these bikes?
Super nice.
I think I'd actually get fired if I don't give them a super nice. Next up, we've got, I think this is Neil's Canyon.
This is the new Spectral. Yeah. So this one's got the KISS, like...
Steering.
Steering centerer. We can't call it steering damper.
No.
It just looks, if you can think about that other Spectral 125 that I had before, this one, it just looks like it's been down the gym.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Is it Neil's, that one? Looks like a Neil's set.
Yeah, it is Neil's.
It's the Stealth that makes me think that. Next one. This is Neil's too, isn't it?
Yeah. This is his Propane Tyee. This is really nice.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've got one of the Spindrifts.
The big long travel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spindrifts. They're super nice.
Yeah, they are super nice.
I'm getting a bike I can't even see a super nice. Next up, another Canyon XC build.
Yeah, I think that's a Neuron. I think that was Neil's Neuron. It's the Neuron CF, I think.
Lovely.
Yeah, very nice.
Super nice.
Yep.
And lastly,
look
at that.
It's like a triple word score of Neil's bikes here. This is the Alloy Spectral, which Neil, I think he still has. Oh, yeah. I'll have to check on where that is. But yeah, with OLEDs. I think it's the Fabio Vidmar Signature Edition.
It's very, very nice. And then last bike, an Orbea.
Ois.
Again, I feel like that is Rich's bike, or is that Anna's?
Wow.
Close. You guys will know
this
better
is Blake's.
Me. Is it?
Yeah. Blake does XC.
Is Anna sort of, is Blake sort of a mix of Anna and Rich? Kind of. Sort of join them two together and you get a Blake. Definitely in height.
Dunk.
Yeah, something like that. That is a super nice as well. And I think what these bikes are proving is that there is some incredible innovations of mountain biking over the years. But are they any better yet? No! I've already proved the point.
Yeah, you have. I mean, with hardtails, definitely. Suspension?
Definitely. No.
Oh!
No, that's not the point. Oh. No, Owen, you've missed the whole entire point of the show.
Oh, God.
Let's go back to the start.
Okay. So tell me again about the chart. What's
actually,
the pie
we
chart?
Probably haven't got time for that. You guys, we'll see you next week. Let me explain it to you again.
Okay, I'll see the chart again.
There's two wheels.
Yeah.
Two. Okay.